Blake Griffin, basketball player for the Los Angeles Clippers. This is a pro in favor of medical marijuana, stated in an April 15th, 2014 interview with Rob Tannenbaum titled Blake Griffin Dishes on Bieber Weed Creed and His PED Secret. The NFL might let players use medical marijuana to treat pain. If you had a vote, would the NBA do the same? This is a question he was asked by an interviewer with the Rolling Stone, where this interview was published. Blake Griffin's response was, it doesn't really affect me, but so many guys would probably benefit from it and not take as many painkillers, which have worse long-term effects. So I would vote yes. I just think it makes sense. I tell you, it's still amazing to me and intriguing to me that there is so much. And this, the statement I'm getting ready to do now, I'm getting ready to make, that has nothing to do with drugs of any kind. It's the sport. It still amazes me that there is so much pain in basketball. Knees, ankles, backs. It is amazing. I'll be honest with you. I was amazed when I first discovered that there's a lot of pain, a lot of injury involved in the game of golf. Yeah, I know a lot of people like to, you know, talk about it as though it's just common sense that with them driving those balls the way they do, and it's not common sense. If it were common sense, guess what? Everybody would have known just intuitively that there's a lot of injury and pain involved in the game of golf, in the sport of golf. People find out from firsthand experience. Well, they haven't found out through common sense. They find out through experience. People find out because they read articles and they hear about it discussed on the radio or on the TV. And they hear people explaining how the injuries occur and how the injuries impact the golfer. And they hear about that for 3 or 4 years. Well, see, it becomes their way of thinking. They understand that the game of golf does indeed involve injury and pain. But not because of common sense, because of reports that they read and heard, and it finally became part of their thinking. If something is truly common sense, you don't need to hear about it or read about it to realize this is the way it is. So, again, I'm confessing, I had no idea until some years ago when I began to hear about people having injured wrists, injured backs, knees. Something about, I tell you, something that I've always been concerned about when it comes to some of these injuries, though, although I didn't know that they were causing injuries, I wondered if people were possibly causing problems with their bodies. When I looked at the way a lot of golfers swing when they're driving the ball. And the thing that has been on my mind for a long time, well, okay, maybe I'll talk about that some other time. Okay, so that's Blake Griffin's take on medical marijuana. Here's Michael Bloomberg's take, former mayor of New York City, and of course, the person for whom the Bloomberg Network is named. He stated this on the May 31st, 2013 airing of his WOR 710 radio show, The John Gambling Show with Mayor Mike. He said, there's no medical marijuana. This is one of the great hoaxes of all time, he goes on to say. The bottom line is, I'm told marijuana is much stronger today than it was 20 to 30 years ago. I don't have any personal experience, but in terms of today. So that's one problem. And number two, drug dealers have families to feed. If they can't sell marijuana, they'll sell something else. And the something else is going to be worse. The push to legalize this is just wrong-headed. If you think about what they say, it's not going to hurt anybody. It doesn't lead to dependency. Of course it does. This stuff, Michael Bloomberg says, is very dangerous. Do you think it's very dangerous? Lynn Knopfziger, former press secretary to Ronald Reagan, speaking out for the pro side. Yes, she's saying, we need to go ahead and let marijuana be used as medicine. She wrote the following in the foreword to the 1999 book, Marijuana RX, The Patient's Fight for Medicinal Pot. She wrote, marijuana clearly has medicinal value. Thousands of seriously ill Americans have been able to determine that for themselves, albeit illegally. Like my own family, she continues to write, these individuals did not wish to break the law, but they had no other choice. The numerous attempts to legitimately resolve the issue via state legislation and federal administrative hearings have too often been ignored or thwarted by misguided federal agencies. Several states conducted extensive and expensive research programs which demonstrated marijuana's medical utility, particularly in the treatment of chemotherapy side effects. Francis L. Young, the chief administrative law judge of the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, ruled marijuana has legitimate medical applications and should be available to doctors. All right, so here we go with another con from Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City. Made this statement at an October 3rd, 2007 town hall meeting in Windham, New Hampshire, during his 2008 campaign for U.S. president. I checked with the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. The FDA says marijuana has no additive medical benefit of any kind, that the illegal traffic in marijuana is so great that it makes much more sense to keep it illegal. I will keep it illegal, he concluded.